Rusty, Mark, Dave, Kitty, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244. Let's line them up. Let's put like 20 more on there. And I'm going to just hammer right through them one after the other after I'm done covering the news. 888-201-2244. We're on my own phone system today because gremlins are eating the wiring up at the studio. Al-Qaeda gremlins. Some of Bin Laden did it. We better give up all our rights or little Al-Qaeda gremlins will get us, but they're everywhere. I'm going to get into a bunch of news right now and then your phone calls. But I didn't really properly plug at the end of that last hour my films. I mean, Truth Rising really is a great video. It deserves to be seen. It needs to be seen. And I hope, plus we need the funding, that you will go to InfoWars.com without delay and get Truth Rising. We've got it as low as $9.95 when you get it with films like Loose Change Final Cut. I mean, you can get some of my videos like American Dictators, which exposes the false left-right paradigm, for only $5.95. We've got Inside Job ball caps for $5.95, T-shirts as low as $5.95. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, some of these T-shirts cost us $5.50, so we're just selling them at cost. But it is about getting the information and the material out to people. And you want to meet like-minded people, wear a Investigate 9/11's and Inside Job T-shirt on the jogging trail. Wear one in the bar at the restaurant. Wear one to work if you dare. Or a 9/11 Inside Job black ball cap. It's, everything we do is about getting information out and, yes, the funds then allow us to operate. So InfoWars.com or call toll-free. Just if you call, ask them about the different specials so you can take advantage of those. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can go to prisonplanet.tv and see all 20 of my films in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. If you want to get technical, I executive produced Loose Change Final Cut, but I don't count it as one of my films. Again, InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, let's look on the foreign front here. Ukraine's government falls apart. That is the BBC headline, as I am showing everyone watching us live on PrisonPlanet.tv. By the way, we're always live, we're almost always live, in the fourth hour of the show with the live video cam for PrisonPlanet.tv members. But today we've been live since noon. So we now have done 2 hours. This will be a third hour for the folks watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Ukraine's government falls apart. Ukraine's ruling pro-Western coalition. That's the new fad, is to have a 25-year-old blonde as your prime minister. Ukraine's ruling pro-Western coalition has officially collapsed, the Speaker of the Ukrainian Parliament says. President Viktor Yushchenko has been involved in a long-running dispute with Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. I can never pronounce that right. She's a attractive lady that dresses like an elf. The president's Our Ukraine bloc left the coalition earlier this month. Parliament now has 30 days to try to form a new ruling coalition. If those efforts fail, Mr. Yushchenko can dissolve Parliament and call a snap election. The Our Ukraine party pulled out of the coalition on September 3rd after the bloc sided with the pro-Moscow opposition party of regions to pass several laws that Mr. Well, we'll come back and cover all this. We're out of time on the other side. This is a pretty interesting development geopolitically.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. Your calls, all 20 of them, are coming up. How many phone calls can this system take? Because you were telling me that you could open it up for, what, 30 seconds and get like 20 calls? Had somebody come through the phone system? Goodness gracious. A lot of folks out there listening. I don't know, maybe I should just go to your phone calls right now. Let me just run through the news. I said I'd do that, so let me just do that. So Dick Cheney, after basically arming and ordering through Israel the sneak attack of historically Russian enclave, South Ossetia and Abkhazia, on 888, 40 days ago or so, travels around to Poland, to Ukraine, to the Czech Republic, to a bunch of other countries, ringing Russia, former possessions of the brutal Soviet regime. And the governments all start basically falling apart or on the edge of falling apart. So this is not looking too good for the United States. I mean, this is what hubris and arrogance and really a kind of self-destructive attitude is generating. Ukraine's ruling pro-Western coalition has officially collapsed. The Speaker of the Ukraine Parliament says, we read part of that, I officially declare the coalition of democratic forces in Ukraine's parliament dissolved. Parliament Speaker announced on Tuesday. This has been long expected, but for me it's extremely sad, he told the chamber. I would not call this a political apocalypse, though it is true that it is another change of democracy. I hope we can overcome it. Now, remember, Yushchenko's government, the most powerful guy in parliament, the president, has wanted to kick the Russians out of their lease of Ukrainian Black Sea port. They've wanted to saber-rattle, move weapon systems into Ukraine, which they've done, and it's to menace Russia, and it is causing a major rift. Because the Ukraine's trading with Russia more than anybody. And then after that, they're trading with the European Union and Europe. And so they don't want this to happen. And so by the United States pressing this, or the people that run the United States, it's endangering our relationship with all of Eastern Europe. But, hey, our currency's going bankrupt. All the big banks are going under, basically. We're on the tab to pay for it all. And I guess this is people's idea of prosperity and happiness. Meanwhile, our government gave Pakistan nukes, and they've had Pakistani forces now are shooting at U.S. helicopters. Pakistan's got nukes. There's fighting going on everywhere. The attacks on our troops are now killing more people in Afghanistan than they are in Iraq. The killing has really expanded there. All of this is just swarming around. And you could say what you want about it, but out of this global crisis, we see the push for world government. Oh, we had a World War I, we need a League of Nations. Oh, we had a World War II, we need a UN. Oh, all this conflict, we need a global government to stop all of it. And that's what's being called for by all the saviors out there. The people criticizing the neocons and the neolibs, their bosses are, oh, this is just terrible. We need to have a more responsive international order to the people and help the poor. But that's just the more kindler, gentler New World Order stratagem. In other news, New York Sun has this report that I'm showing folks on PrisonPlanet.tv. Israel waging secret war with Iran. New book details mishaps that have likely delayed Iran's efforts to go nuclear. Israel and America are intensifying a clandestine war in Iran that has run hot and cold since the Islamic Revolution in 79, but has grown more urgent as Iran races to obtain an atomic bomb. They're not racing to do that. All the inspectors have been there. They gave into world government. They gave into tyranny. That's the good cop. The bad cop is actually being bombarded from the air. See how that's a false choice. Pakistan can have nukes. China, India, South Africa, Israel, France, England, Russia, Ukraine. Everybody else can have weapons, but the United States is mad that Iran isn't getting one, really. It's just the public can't find Iran on a map, but they think that it needs to be attacked. Now, see how that headline says races to obtain an atomic bomb. But the New York Sun knows that's a lie, so then they, in the next paragraph, knowing that most people won't literally understand what that meant, that by in the next paragraph they say that's the claim, but it's sold as a fact, kind of like scores of AP and Reuters headlines and New York Post headlines and CNN and Fox headlines, nuclear Iran tonight, dun, 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 coming up, but first gas prices. And then they go, nuclear Iran, as they get more centrifuges and move forward towards the Bashir peaceful reactor. But the headline is, Iran close to being nuclear. People, they're close to having the nuke, just like Saddam had the nuke. Get him, get him, get him. Saddam's got nukes too, get him. They've polled neocon followers, and they still think there were nukes in Iraq. It says, this is the central claim in a new book, The Secret War with Iran. Oh, it's a claim. They're not trying to get a bomb. By an Israeli journalist, Ronnie Bergman. I want to get him on. In fact, before I forget that, I want to get Ronnie Bergman on. Just give this to Trey. Who also deals a series of mishaps during the past 2.5 years that have likely delayed Iran's efforts to go nuclear. Oh, and it's mishaps. Well, this is no new news from this Israeli or from the New York Sun. Shai Hirsch reported 4 years ago, about a year after we reported from our sources, and others reported, that U.S. Special Forces backing three separate Sunni groups, one of them headed up by the number three in Al-Qaeda, for the U.S., have been running pinprick terror attacks, police stations, schools, nuclear scientists killing them, black ops, and now bombing mosques, blowing up dams, bombing dams. And then Bush comes out middle of last year, I guess over a year ago now, man, time's flying, on the WhiteHouse.gov and says, yes, it's true. We have special forces working with and enlisted the groups in Iran, and the groups were all Al-Qaeda. So the U.S. has Al-Qaeda attacking Iran, who's Shia. And then John McCain runs around saying Iran is running Al-Qaeda attacks in Iraq and is Sunni. Look, they're not Sunni, folks. I don't care what you want to believe is mindless little fake conservatives that suck your thumbs and think open borders and gun control is conservatives. You're not conservatives. You are little pathetic toadies of the party, just like the Democrats who support Nancy Pelosi and her warmongering. This is unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. You guys shut that door. It popped up, and that door is driving me crazy. Thanks. While President Bush and other Western leaders have warned of the seriousness of the threat that Iran may obtain a nuclear weapon, little reporting has surfaced in the West and the efforts in the shadows to stop the Iranians. So first they say they're trying to get a bomb, then, oh, it's just a claim, and then, oh, little has been said about how we're trying to stop them from getting the bomb. So now they reintroduce it as fact again. Very deceptive writing. While President Bush and other Western leaders have warned of the seriousness of the threat that Iran may obtain a nuclear weapon, little reporting has surfaced in the West on the efforts in the shadows to stop the Iranians. Mr. Bergman himself has had to skate a close line in this area, in part because of military censorship in Israel, where some of the reporting has been withheld from publication pending rulings by the Israeli Supreme Court. Nonetheless, the Israeli journalist compiles a picture that suggests that the West has had some success in the war to stop the Iranian bomb. Mr. Bergman reports, for example, that in January 2007, Iran determined that some of its nuclear suppliers in Europe were fronts for Western intelligence agencies, specifically Britain's MI6. And Mr. Bergman writes that between February 06 and March 07, at least three planes belonging to the Revolutionary Guards crashed in Iran. Yeah, and Iran keeps saying our planes are blowing up, while carrying personnel connected with the security of the nuclear project. Now, again, it's not a nuclear program. That's admitted, but they're still killing these people. And Iran can't fight back in any way. In fact, they've said if Iran even shoots one bullet back, if they're attacked by the U.S. and Israel, that will be called terrorism. And they will go on the news and say, Al-Qaeda, for no reason, has snuck attack us. It won't matter if we've just seen 3 days of bombings of Iran. They will just call Iran firing back. Al-Qaeda is striking. And they will say, like they did with Georgia, I'm not kidding. They will say, Iran launched a sneak attack on our forces. And people will stick flags on their cars and drive. But see, they're going to take your pension funds, too. They're not just going to lie and say Iran attacked when they didn't. They're not just going to lie and attack into Georgian territory, into Russian areas, and say that Russia did it. See, when you accept these type of delusions, the elites say these people are total cattle. Let's just go all the way with them. They would have never dare tried this before. So murdering Iranians. And Mr. Bergen writes that between February 06 and March 07, at least three planes belonging to Revolutionary Guard crashed in Iran. The secret effort appears not to be limited to modifying equipment. On January 18, 07, an Iranian expert on electromagnetics who worked in an enrichment facility died in his apartment. The author quotes the deputy director of the Islamic Atomic Energy Commission, Eli Levati, as saying in a closed forum that operations against Iran gained time for us and have doubtless caused significant delays in the project. So this is just them acting like they've had a covert victory against a program that doesn't exist, because they got their butts kicked in Lebanon and in other places.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
like being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
This is the end. Beautiful prayer. This is the end. My only friend. The end of our elaborate plans. The end.
On screen, I'm holding up an article that reads, "Teach the pleasure of gay sex to children as young as five," say researchers. Yes, we are shifting from Israeli, U.S., British, and Al-Qaeda Wahhabis, killing and murdering Iranian police, killing doctors, nuclear experts, blowing things up, and our government brags about it in newspapers. And now we've shifted gears into this, and this is going on in the U.S., this is going on in England. I covered this a decade ago, and I can't even really read this on air, even though it's out of a major newspaper. It's homophobic to say you shouldn't teach children as young as five that it's wonderful to have gay sex. Now, if you teach them heterosexual sex, that's pedophilia, but because they're a protected group, they do teach this. And it's pedophilia, and it's wrong. And just God help us. Just God help us. Children as young as five should be taught to understand the pleasures of gay sex, according to leaders of a taxpayer-funded education project. And it goes in to say that millions of dollars, 600,000 pounds, just in one program, is being taught in 14 primary schools. The parents are told it's part of a stop bullying and prejudice aimed at homosexuals. And then in it, five-year-olds that have never even heard of sex, who are totally innocent, have their minds ruined. And again, I mentioned earlier, the feds in this country, in England, started suicide education in 1990. And then every school that did it saw suicide start. And they teach the little girls, so you don't do this, we'll show you how you strangle yourself or how you eat three bottles of Tylenol. Did you know girls kill themselves by going and getting all these different bottles of cold medicines, and then it will kill you? But it's painless. You go to sleep. Now we're going to show you the basketball diaries of mass shootings in schools. And then, boom, it all starts. They know. And so, let us teach you how to fist each other. And that's in here. How to bleed. How pleasurable it is. Let us teach you how to do this. And then if you say, I don't want that, you are arrested. Because to say you're against it is, I'm not kidding. Just type Prejudice Raids England. Robin Page, BBC presenter, said that rural communities deserve the same rights as homosexuals, and that word homosexual is illegal if they choose. They have special social network, social services boards. This is not a joke. This is not satire if you're watching this. This is happening. So they just destroy the innocence of these children. And this is part of the recruiting. And the eugenicists cold-bloodedly do this so people don't have children. Procreation. This is about, and then they say this in the 20s. They said, we're going to teach this in schools so people don't have children anymore. And so now they're targeting your children for over a decade. And, they're going to corrupt your children. You put them in a government training camp, you're out of your mind. But I'm against heterosexual or homosexual indoctrination of five-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 10-year-olds. But, I mean, this is five-year-olds. And God almighty, folks, we've played the tapes from the classrooms where they bust the 7-, 8-, 9-year-olds to college dorms and put them in beds together. And then they teach them and have, it's open pedophilia. It's now legal in the country. Selectively, the only government can practice open pedophilia. That's why you've had so many Homeland Security state directors, deputy directors caught, because the whole government isn't bad. All the police aren't bad. All the military isn't bad. The whole system isn't corrupt yet, so they keep busting their own people. Texas Youth Commission, giant rape rooms, public rapararians, I've coined a term. I mean, literally, it's just hell has been released. All right, for the last 32 minutes or so, I'm going to take calls right into the break, the behind the scenes. Just go to InfoWars.com if you're an internet listener, and you can tune into those exclusive streams to hear the behind the scenes. For everybody else, we'll continue after this break, but I'm just doing this when we run out of time. I go into overdrive here. We're very thankful for everybody out there that carries the show. Let's go ahead and go to Jeff in Michigan. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I got to switch topics here for a minute.
Oh, we're talking about 100 issues. What is it?
I had a comment about what you and Cindy were talking about before you lost her, and I movies I wanted to recommend. First, real quick, I wanted to tell you I know who El Marco is if you're interested. But Cindy were talking about not wanting to mix religion with the political aspect of it. I understand.
What do you mean you know who Marco is? We have a lot of callers named Marco.
El Marco, the guy that tried to set you up in Denver.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. You know who the guy in the green shirt is or his handler?
The guy that went to the cop and said you hit her.
Hold on, I want to hear this. Folks, got to go to InfoWars.com. Just too important. We're going to continue here about behind the scenes. We'll love to hear it. For everybody else, we'll be right back with more calls in 3 minutes. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
You know, I said I'd take these 20 phone calls. This one caller is so great about Malcolm's people trying to set me up. That's what he's talking about, Al Marco, and he's saying his name is Dave Lanham. But, you know, regardless, they got exposed. They got beat. It came out that they set that up and that their people were yelling, kill Michelle Malkin. And so another big defeat for them. They're just more, just like she said, we faked the dog. It wasn't real. The Marines threw off. That's come out. And so our credibility goes up. Their credibility goes down. Now, for the dumbed down mass who kind of halfway heard I said kill a woman, that'll be out there forever. But anytime I'm attacked on it, I can just disprove it. So it won't stick. And that's what's important. So, Jeff, send me that info, okay, buddy?
I will. But, Alex, aside from all of Alex Jones's excellent movies, I think people should go check out a movie series called The Illuminati and another movie called Rings of Power. And I think it would be a mistake to disregard the spiritual implications of what's happening. I don't have to explain to you how evil these people are, but it is really a spirit war of good
against
evil.
Aren't those like 10 and 20-part series on YouTube?
Yeah.
I think I've seen a few of those and even linked to them, so don't think that we're disregarding something just because you don't hear us, the particular show you tune into, cover something. Listen, I appreciate your call, Jeff. Let's talk to Phil in New York. Phil, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I wanted to talk to you about something that's going on right now, right under our noses on YouTube. They're taking a whole nother step now at censorship, and a number of Patriot accounts have been removed overnight.
I knew that. A lot of my videos are being erased. I mean, folks, they're openly saying they want to shut the web down. They say we're kicking their hind end. You better get the videos on DVD and make copies of them. You better spread the files around while you can. We're going into a major depression probably. I mean, my God, it's getting worse faster than I thought it would. And I'm here, eat, drinking, and sleeping, literally eating on the air because I'm, you know, working all the time, you know, even during breaks now. And I've somehow got to live here. And it's just getting more and more serious. Tell us what's happening on YouTube.
Okay, well, if you go to, there was a bunch of longer URL addresses, but I shortened them up. If you go to tinyurl.com/YouTube censored, you can watch a video by Nuff Respect, one of the greatest patriots we have.
Wait a minute, they banned Nuff Respect's account?
No, he's not banned yet, but a number of other people are, and he's made a video on this. Okay.
Well, I know. He actually won the first contest. I've got to get around to announcing the second contest winner for censorship with the video we put together. He put together.
Okay. Well, this is a new video. This just came out today.
Good.
And in the video, he's got a link to an article. Now, you can see this article also. It's about YouTube makes Senator Lieberman happy with new anti-terrorism guidelines. What they're doing is they're going ahead and removing videos that they deem terrorists in nature.
No, that's right. And this is huge news. We've got to get Paul Watson and Steve Watson and Kurt on this. I remember a month ago, YouTube got a letter, and Google did, which is the parent of YouTube. I remember this, to them saying anything that's terrorist, quote, terrorist propaganda, we want you to remove. And they'd already been doing that like the Marine Puppy video. They removed it. Even when ABC News was airing it, and Fox News was airing it, it was anti-American, they said, to show our troops doing bad things. And then last time I heard, Google was considering doing this. So now, and then we have the different homegrown extremist acts and the hearings in Congress wanting to, and they showed architects and engineers for 9/11 truth and said they were Al-Qaeda. National TV is now saying I'm really trained in Afghanistan and all this. I mean, it's totally mindless. But, folks, you've got a public that believes the Federal Reserve is government. They believe everything they're told. And so they hear I said kill Michelle Malkin. They hear I'm Al-Qaeda trained. They believe it. You're telling me that there's an article, mainstream, where YouTube says they are doing that?
Well, it's this article I'm looking at here is on Eflux Media. It was linked to in Nuff Respect's video. But they're doing this via S-1959, which is this homegrown terrorism bill. And if you want to look at that, you can go to tinyurl.com/homegrown terrorism, and you can view the bill. And again, with that, you can go to tinyurl.com.
Listen, let me just stop you, because giving out these links, it's better to give out headlines, and then folks can find things that way. Why don't you email this to Aaron@Infowars.com? Two A's right now, and he will post it in the next 10 minutes on Infowars.com. But this is important, but wrap it up.
Okay, well, you could see who voted against, you know, free speech, because when this went to vote, only 6 people said nay, and 404 people said yes. And this is the you can look for the article on govtrack.us. It's House vote on passes H.R. 1955, violent radicalization and homegrown terrorism.
Now, has that left the Senate yet?
I don't think so. I'm not sure, but they're already enforcing it on YouTube. They're
I knew that Lieberman said do that. Thank you for the call. Excellent caller. We will get right on that. That's the kind of thing where it's in the stack and I don't get to it. I mean, I did mention it a month ago, but yeah, and saying, look, just anything that's anti-government, anything that criticizes the government, aids the terrorists, take it off. Remember Calhoun, the deputy attorney general in 2003 in California under Bill Lockyer? He was in the newspapers, including the Baltimore Tribune, Oakland Tribune. I remember I read it on air over and over. It was such a big deal. I read it over and over again on air. He said in the piece that we're banning all protest against the war in California, and he's a Democrat, because the war is against Al-Qaeda. And so if you protest a war, this war, you're for Al-Qaeda, saying Saddam was Al-Qaeda. And they're really getting ready for something, folks. They are coming after the web. I mean, I get up here and I say, you should appreciate our videos. You should appreciate the access you have to them. Folks, you better go 8, 5, 6 hours a day, you know, on message boards, on blogs, sending videos to news groups and to lists and MySpace. I mean, you better bust your butt. We're having big victories, so they're moving to block us, and they're moving at every level. Aaron, did you hear all that earlier? You didn't hear? Come on in here. Come on in the studio. I'll just have to let you know. I know he's busy watching videos he's posting on Infowars.com. Let me give you just a 30-second synopsis because I have to do this on air, even though I have calls, 50 of them or something. On air, I was telling you they're sending it to Aaron at Infowars.com right now. Remember Lieberman a month ago said that he wanted YouTube and Google to ban anything that was pro-terrorist? That means if you're against the war, you're pro-terrorist. Or if you show the troops killing children, you're pro-terrorist. They're saying that that's now being implemented and that YouTube's banning all these accounts that show troop atrocities and things like that, which we know they do. And so that's a big story we need to get on, the Violent Radicalization Act passing the House. And he says Nuff Respect has a new video out on it. So educate yourself on that. Let's get he also plugged some URLs. Check them. But I know everything he was saying is already verified, but just check them and get it up on Infowars.com right now in the news and focus area or the breaking news area, okay? Featured news. There. Thank you, sir. Okay, now I got to give each caller about a minute or two, or we'll never get to all these people. Misty in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
First, I want to say thanks to all you guys in the studio, what you do every day. You've influenced my life in a huge way. We started a group here in Greensboro, North Carolina, called Triad 9/11 Truth. We had our first street action 9/11, and we passed out like 75 copies of loose change that I got from Infowars.tv. And 175 pieces of literature, and we plan on doing something the 11th of every month. But it's just exciting. Just thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you.
And my question, this is going to sound really crazy, with the events with the economy and the banks and maybe even possibly the running of the banks, if one were to want to, like, leave the United States, I mean, there's going to have to be a time when you, if you plan to leave or you just stand up and fight, but if you leave, you have to leave before there's too much of a crisis.
Well, they've also passed international laws where they can steal your money for leaving the country, but only, you know, big bankers can all leave and have private islands and keep all their money, but you can't really keep much of it. But, yeah, no, things are shaping up to where that, you know, evacuation may be needed. I mean, it's that bad. I mean, they built death camps. They, Rocky Mountain News reported 8 years ago, they built giant crematoriums. And you can argue whether the Nazis had crematoriums or not, but, I mean, we know they had them for burning dead bodies, but people claim they didn't. The point is that the governor said, we built all these big ovens to burn people during a bio attack. I mean, the black op government's very, very sick, and they're eugenicists, and they want to get rid of us.
Yeah, they do.
Well, there's nowhere to run. So the best thing to do is stand and fight and wake people up now. I mean, the world tyranny is pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's a global, full-spectrum dominance death grid.
I just wonder if you could maintain and survive longer if you, like, run to the mountains of Greece or, I mean, I don't know, what do you do? I mean, how long could you stand and fight if they come to get you at 4 o'clock in the morning? And, I mean,
well, if they come,
how many guns I'd buried.
If they come at 4 o'clock in the morning with the local, you know, police doing it and 1% fight back, they'll lose and pull back. I mean, if we do like the Russians did and give in to it, they'll kill millions of us, and they'll do it with enjoyment. That's who they've been hiring to run these prisons, is convicted rapists and people. They're hiring criminals, and when the government starts hiring criminals, you're in trouble. So, that's up to you to make that decision. But, look at Mexico. It's consumed with tens of thousands of murders now, 2,000 on the Texas border alone the last 9 months, gringos being kidnapped everywhere and held for ransom. The whole society's unraveling. The elite have gone completely corrupt. I appreciate your call. Call me back later and we can talk more about it. I want to get to everybody here. Mark in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Great show today. I had two quick questions. One about Internet 2, and Marianne and I want to know about recently acquired gold. Should we keep it in a safety deposit box or bring it home and keep it in a home safe,
you know,
or bury it or something?
There is risk in everything, and I'm not going to tell people what they should or shouldn't do. Spreading things out, you know, having some in a safety deposit, but they never seize those now. Now they just steal them. California will just go in and grab a whole bank and say it's for a budget shortfall and just steal everything. That, I mean, you read stuff like that. They just stole everything. A little there, a little in your house, a little buried, at your cousin's, but, you know, don't tell your cousin. But the truth is there's a lot of good, spread it around. Most of us don't have the problem with having a lot of it. It's just something. But that's up to you. I mean, it's just the banks are so untrustworthy. I mean, I think spreading risk is the way to go.
I think that's good. Let me ask you about Internet 2. Suppose things happen the way they do, the way they're anticipating it to. What about a little, I live in an area where I can't get you on the radio. I either get it on the Internet or I call in like this. What about a little pilot program where if there was no Internet, like I can copy your show now. I can put five of your shows on.
Yeah,
CD,
I've been asking for 6 months to have a phone system and then people can listen to free for it and then have sponsorship to pay for it. How much is it? How much is it to say you have 500 listeners on a phone system they dial into? Well, how long till I can have that? When? 25 years from now. Listen, I already want that. And I want a phone system here where we have like a sponsor who you hear recording at the first of it when you call so that we can pay for it. That's how radio actually started in Europe. The first radio before Marconi was phone systems. And you called in and you subscribed. And they had newsreaders there into a big speaker, you know, into a phonograph. And elites paid for that and companies paid for that. It was like intelligence. And we are going to put that in. And we are going to try to develop a private network for people to get through to. The problem is, here's how they're going to shut the web down. I appreciate your call. They're going to build Internet 2, demonize the first Internet, tax it, regulate it, let the hubs fail, start bringing in filtration, which already the major cable companies are doing, Time Warner, Comcast, others. Most of Canada's announced, the two big carriers have more than half of Canada's customers are saying they're only going to give you a few thousand sites you can visit. So it's already happening. See, we're back to the future. It's now all happening. We're here. The banks are going bust. It's all starting. The slide into this is beginning. The FEMA camps are opening. The cops are strutting around, bulging their eyes out at the people. The illegal aliens are running around shooting the place up. I mean, it's here. The bedlam, the corruption, the looting, the fun. The anarchy by the criminal state. And, yes, you could then dial in over a phone, record it, and then distribute it to people that way. We could even sell phone subscriptions if we had to, but didn't. But I want to put it out for free. How much is 100 people continually for a month? How much? 1,000? And 5,000, but I would only pay for what I actually did, right? Well, let's make it where I can have, here, I'm putting the order in because the thing will be, I wasn't told what to put in. Put in 200 lines. I want 200 lines for people to be able to get into it. But isn't that going to be internet-based? It's not IP-based. It'll be regular phone line-based. Okay, I want it. I want it now. Okay? Done. Done. We're getting extra servers. I want 4 extra servers because we're getting ready for this. We're going to try to be here when everything goes to hell in a handbasket, at least in some way, because that's when folks are really going to be. And these callers are all great today. Goodness gracious. Kitty in New Hampshire, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I'd love to hug you if I was there. I have learned a lot from you, and one of the things is contract law. I put it to use in my daily life. Now, the thing is I have an issue, and I thought I'd like to send you a story, and maybe you would read it.
Sure. What's
it's
the issue?
It's concerning the Masons and a program federal agency called EEOC.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that?
Yes, the Equal Employment
Opportunity Commission.
Yeah.
I was sexually harassed at my place of employment. I was fired for filing a claim, and EEOC threw out my complaint when I had proof, factual proof of this, and I believe that it was an inside job.
What was it? But, I mean, you're saying the Masons. What was he a Mason?
I worked as a nurse's aide at a place called the Masonic Home. It was a nursing home.
Well, a lot of people get their claims thrown out, but I mean, it's no doubt that in England especially, they do whatever they want. So the whole society's falling apart.
Well, the thing is I had proof that it happened. I had their own admissions, and I got a phone call asking me what I wanted monetarily, and then said that they would be...
Stay there. We're going
to
talk behind scenes.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states 4 times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771. Or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to.
Am I gonna have to go into overdrive? Because I want to get to Dave, Vinny, Ryan, Buck, and Tom. Yeah, I got like 20 phone calls to make after the show. Okay, that's an exaggeration, like 15 or something. And then I've got a book interview I got to do with my ghostwriter. And I've got these two great sponsors I want to plug here. So we're just going to go into overdrive to respect these callers so we can get to all of them. I like this. I like taking phone calls on our own end and just taking them one after the other. It's John's fault that I don't go to him quicker. I'm joking. It's completely my fault. But for some reason, when I'm looking at them on screen, I tend to go to them faster. I have a sponsor I want to tell you about, Food Shortage USA. This teaches you how to store food yourself very economically. FoodShortageUSA.com, a new sponsor. Great folks, great package, great material. I want to take a moment out right now to tell all of you about an extremely important website, again, that I think all of you should be made aware of, FoodShortageUSA.com. Here's the thing. If you're like me, you have some doubts about the reliability of the country's food distribution system. You know that there are shortages ahead. You may be even engineered shortages ahead, which are going to mean soaring prices and perhaps even empty store shelves, and there's no doubt that's happening. Well, here's what you can do right now. Check out the Food Storage USA website. That's foodshortageusa.com. And watch the free video there that's on the site. You'll learn almost everyone is wrong about how they prepare for the coming food crisis. And a step-by-step approach for the average guy to get prepared for what's coming. I think it's the best part about this is you can get off the food grid yourself, even if you don't have a lot of money to spend. Foodshortage.usa. That's foodshortageusa.com. And then, of course, I want to tell you about New Vitality, the wonderful folks there. They are a great company around for decades and decades. They just have the main line, high-quality herbs and vitamins and nutrients, trace minerals, things that are just known to really have good health effects, and things that are known to have, for thousands of years in some cases, treatments for different ailments. Go to newvitality.com or link through at infowars.com. If you forget that website name, their banner is right there. It's the Aloe Ease Body Cleanse banner. You can also call them toll-free, 1-800-569-4056. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that number, aloe vera, is so good for your guts, 1-800-569-4056. Or you can simply, as I said, go to newvitality.com. Those of you that have phones, 800-569-4056. And we are basically out of time for this main transmission. I do briefly, again, want to remind the listeners, I'm a documentary filmmaker, and I have made 20 films, executive produced another one. We are busy little bees here, as they say, and you can't count on the Internet. Use it now. Use PrisonPlanet.tv and a monthly $5.95 membership now to download all my films. You can burn them to disk in high-quality DivX versions, Flash, Windows, QuickTime. I mean, they really are super high-quality with these new servers we have. And have a library of this. Have this material. Get the high-quality DVDs. Order hard copies in the highest quality at InfoWars.com. And know that having those hard copies of DVDs is so important. This knowledge is so important. So get Fabled Enemies, get Truth Rising, get Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. I had Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz on with bombshell economic news saying this may be worse than the Great Depression. And I had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on about all the bankruptcies and bank closings. And I cover all the bank runs at the start of the show, and that retransmission starts now on the Internet at one place, InfoWars.com. So we'll be right back. In fact, we're going into overdrive at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
A day.